Good morning, I'm David Warnock, and welcome to Baltimore's Future. My guest today is Gretchen LeGrand, winner of a Baltimore Social Innovation Journal Award and founder of Code in Schools. Welcome to the show, Gretchen. I saw you just a short time ago at the EdSurge Summit.
Back in February. It was a great event.
Bringing ed tech to Baltimore.
Yeah, education technology vendors and teachers.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Code in Schools, because that's how you won your award, and that's some pretty exciting stuff. You're in both elementary schools and high schools. So tell me a little bit what got you interested in doing this in the first place.
Well, my husband and I founded the organization together. We saw a real need in Baltimore City, across the nation, really, computer science isn't being taught. And yet that's where a lot of the STEM jobs are going to be in the future. And so we thought we could bring computer science education to the underserved and underrepresented populations here in the city.
And you're working with three high schools now, and they're high schools of some considerable renown. Tell me about that.
We have an after-school class at Poly. We have another after-school class at the Seed School of Maryland, and we're working in school at the Digital Harbor High School. We're actually about to start a school class at the Baltimore Design School, too.
So tell me a little bit about what those kids are doing.
In the three high schools where we are now, they are learning game development in the Unity game engine, and they're learning to code in C#.
Good. And how many kids at each of those schools are working on the coding project?
The classes are probably between 10 and 15 kids.
And so why don't you tell our listeners what computer coding means? What do you do?
Sure. Well, if you want to communicate with the computer, you have to speak its language. And so there are lots of different languages that you can learn to do that. But to develop any sort of software or program, a game or an app, you need to know the language.
When a kid gets interested in computer coding, does it need to be a kid that is really facile in math, or is a kid that's more artistic equally likely to be successful?
Yeah, well, you know, we view computer programming really as a creative process. You know, you're making things and you're creating. So the math that goes into it is pretty simple, and we find that it really improves kids' math. They have to do all kinds of things with degrees and angles to figure out problems, and they're learning problem-solving skills, developing algorithms. So it helps with their math, but they don't necessarily have to be a math whiz.
So, and you're also working with a number of elementary schools. Tell us a little bit about that.
We work with three elementary schools currently. We do a very simple block-based programming language with those kids. We start around third grade. Basically, you're dragging and dropping blocks of code rather than having to type out the lines of code.
So what's the biggest impediment to getting this rolled out into a large number of public schools? Or do you really need to roll it out to a large number of public schools in the sense that if it's a blended learning option, you basically can just offer it to basically any schools, and the kids who are interested in doing it, do it?
Yeah, indeed. And we do offer training for teachers. We find that one of the biggest barriers to educators bringing it to their schools is that they feel like they're not appropriately trained to teach it. And we're trying to really change that perception, because you don't have to be a computer programmer to teach these very simple concepts to the kids.
That's great. Where do you think this is going to be in 3 years?
Well, hopefully we'll be in more schools.
Gretchen, thank you for joining me.
Thank you, David.
For more information on this Baltimore Social Innovation Journal Award winner, visit warnockfoundation.org or wypr.org.